You're listening to the Next Step podcast, Protecting Your Account from Fraud, part of our Insights for Students series presented by Regents Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique financial goals. We're here with John Kucharski, Head of Fraud Governance and Strategy at Regents Bank in Lakeshore, Alabama. Today, we'll be hearing from John about recent student fraud scams and how to be proactive against these potential hacks. John, thanks so much for joining us. To get us started, we know that banking scams targeting students have been in the news recently. Which are targeting students?
Yeah, I think the most common is the borrow the account scheme, which is effectively where a fraudster will approach a client or a student in that case and say, hey, listen, easy money. All I need to do is borrow your login information for your account information. And then effectively, they'll promise a return on a check that they're going to deposit. So they'll say, listen, I don't have an account. I need to cash this check. Let me borrow your account. I'm going to deposit the funds, and then I'm going to pull it out of the ATM and give you $100. That scheme is very dangerous, and that's a very common scheme. The other one would be the promise that's too good to be true. And what that means is, hey, listen, for $100, I'm going to let you sit in a room, and I'm going to ask you 5 questions, or probably more like $1,000. And then what they'll say is, hey, listen, oh, I meant to give you $100, but I gave you $1,000, so you got to give me $900 back. And what they'll do is they'll try to get the student for the $900 in that case in terms of the refund for that oversized check, if you will. So those are the really big common ones. And then really they'll play on the wanting to do good deeds, which is to help out, right? Well, you know, I just need help today. Let me help you with this check or these dollars or, you know, this swipe of the debit card, because you got to be mindful of that as well. If somebody's using your debit card, they can skim some information off that and start to do some fraud as well.
Great. Thank you. Now, how is social media playing a role more and more in these scams?
Yeah, so the social media element of this is actually something that's pretty concerning. We've seen where the social media, so on Facebook, somebody will put a post out there and says, hey, effectively, hey, hit me up for easy money. And really, that's the way they're trying to draw somebody in. You also see where they have a picture with a bunch of hundreds and on a bed or something like that. And the notion there is, hey, listen, how easy is this money? And they always make it a point where there's really no risk. And it turns into the scenario of it's almost like the Robin Hood mentality of, take away from the big corporation, if you will. There's no cost or risk to you. But the reality is that, again, that's just not true.
Okay, that makes sense. So what are some of the red flags that students should be on the lookout for?
I think the easiest one is if it sounds too good to be true, it definitely is. Okay. Financial well-being is a key thing for anybody who's developing over time. And again, there is no easy path to money, no matter how hard you try to cut it. There's been scams throughout the history about all the things that make easy money. There is no silver bullet. That's number one. Two, so if you see somebody who's approaching you and saying, hey, there's no risk, that usually is a good indicator that there is risk because they feel obligated to tell you that there's no risk, right? So let's just be cognizant of that. And then the last part of that is just understanding that, again, your financial well-being is tied to this because all those accounts, all those transactions, those are linked to your personal identity here at the bank. So you don't want to be tied up with this. So other things you can do to protect yourself, just monitor your transactions. Look at your statements. Make sure you don't see things that are big dollar transactions followed by big withdrawals. That could be one thing. Don't, change your passwords on your online accounts. Make sure you're doing that on a regular basis. I often recommend people use a password manager, not an Excel spreadsheet, not a piece of paper, but a password manager where you have unique passwords for every one of your accounts. Those are really some of the best tools you can use to protect yourself.
So let's say you see the red flags, but you still fall for it. What should you do if you suspect a scam is taking place?
The red flags you're going to see is the fraudster will still say, hey, listen, you're not participating in this, so you're on the hook, or they'll let you know the risk that you're taking. The best thing you can do then is to, one, call the police. Let them know about the fraud. That's very important. Two would be to call Regions or your bank. The best thing you can do is engage your bank because they actually have financial vehicles or tools that can actually help prevent this from spidering out to other accounts you may have. And then likewise, it can actually help, limit the risk to you personally.
Got it. And what are some of the personal repercussions that students should be prepared for?
Assuming you came forward with the fraud and reported to the bank and the police themselves, your better situation is going to be that we'll work with you, the client, to help mitigate this. So what we'll do is we'll put blocks and help either one set up a new account, new passwords, new things like that to help get out of the situation. That's number one. Two, let's just assume that you don't report this to the police. There's other magnifying issues that could come about. One, we will close fraudulent accounts, and we do that to protect the bank and as well as the client, because we're trying to understand who's actually the fraudster here. Two, if we find that there is fraud and you're participating in that fraud, we do report those over to the authorities. But also we do continuing investigations here at the bank to track those accounts. So you would not be able to open a new account here at Regions. Point being is fraud is a dangerous thing because it does go beyond just a single transaction. It can live and follow you just like a credit report does. It can actually impact your ability to open accounts at other financial institutions, here at Regions certainly. But I think it is a dangerous thing that can follow you around if you were to follow in that. So the best course of action is to take ownership of it and try to intervene and unwind it. And the more help you can be to the authorities as well as to Regions, the better off you'll be.
That's very insightful. Thank you. Now, what are some best practices for avoiding scams and protecting your account?
The best thing is the common sense. Don't lend out your account. If it is too good to be true, it's going to be too good to be true. Okay, don't fall for the scheme of doing another big scheme that we see is, hey, come sit in this room. We'll do a survey and we're going to pay you $1,000 for 5 minutes of your time. We're going to ask you to check, deposit that check and give us the refund. Things like that. Again, it sounds too good to be true.
Now, what are some other ways to monitor your account outside of just checking your balance?
I think that's an important thing here is monitor your credit report. You get a free one every year. I would obviously ask everyone to make sure you're checking that. But then from an individual financial transaction amount, what you're going to want to look for is new accounts being opened up in your name. So if you look at your various statements, you'll see that there may be a new account. That could be a flag that somebody's got access and is trying to perpetrate from something. Now, Regions does notify you when things have changed, new accounts, new addresses, things of that nature. So just be mindful of those little postcards you may get in the mail or emails. That generally, those are got some pretty important information that you should be paying attention to.
So what happens if you see something on your credit report from another financial institution? What do you do?
Yeah, you absolutely, on those credit reports, you'll see there's a phone number. You absolutely want to call the phone number of the organization that may be set up at. So let's just assume you only bank with Regions, and we hope that that's the case. If you do have an account at Wells Fargo or Chase or another bank, and you see that listed on your credit report, just notify those folks to say, listen, I didn't set up this account. And then they'll start their own internal investigations to start shutting that down for you.
That's great advice. If you're noticing this kind of activity, you should immediately notify those others. Now, does this advice apply to anyone at any bank?
This is ubiquitous of the bank. We all do effectively the same strategies, right? We'll communicate with the client. We'll push notifications out. You may get an alert from us if you see fraud or we suspect fraud in your account. You may see an alert that comes from Regions and says, hey, did you make this transaction? Click yes or no. I would encourage you guys to respond to those, because what that effectively does is it allows us to understand that this is a good transaction, or raises the red flag for Regions to say, okay, definitely something's not right here. And then likewise, when you get those alerts, if you see that, you definitely want to call the bank or your bank or Regions for that matter. And what will likely happen is they'll issue new cards, new things like that to help you guys manage through that process. The other thing is, if you start to see lots of weird transactions on your account or a single weird transaction on your account, it's always best to reach out to the bank. Because then what will happen or what could happen is we may see that there's the leading edge of something about to happen, and people can test. You know, you often hear about folks putting 10 cents in an account just to see if they can get it in there. And if they see it go in, then that tells them, okay, I've got the routing and transit information appropriate and the account information appropriate, and then that would give them access to that. So you want to make sure you're testing for that stuff as well. And if that's the case, you see that, you definitely want to call the bank, because what we'll do is try to get you a new account number and things like that to cut off those types of fraud.
Any last comments before we wrap in relation to student fraud?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, again, take your financial well-being as much as you're taking your future. and your future mean your education, things like that. Don't take it for granted. You want to invest in it as hard as you're working in school. But more importantly, you got to think about this. School ends. Your financial well-being continues. So you want to ride that curve out and just know that the things you're doing to build a strong credit history, financial savings, things of that nature, those things are going to be with you for the rest of your life. And you want to maintain that just like you would anything else that's very dear to you.
Thank you again to John Kucharski for joining us today. You can find additional information about student finances and more online at www.regions.com/next step. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening.
Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.